You're tuned to WDIY FM Allentown, Lehigh Valley Public Radio. I'm Carlos Benjamin. You're tuned to All Reed Street, and very excited this afternoon to have guests in our studio playing live. Welcome to the studio, Serene Green. Well, let's make sure that we've got you up here. And all right, welcome to the studios. And I guess you're a little bit back. They're going to be doing some performing around a single microphone. It's pretty cool. So what are you going to start us out with?
We're going to play a classic tune called Helen for you.
Serene Green, live in the studios here at WDIY. Great tune. And is that one of your own?
No, that's not. That's an older song. I think was originally played by the Osborne Brothers.
Yeah, that's really fine and really great sound. You're going to be playing tonight, just to let people know, out in Easton.
We are. We're going to be at Two Rivers tonight at 8:30. And tomorrow we'll be at the Liederplatt Stage Music Fest at 1:30 p.m.
Yeah, that's an hour and a half show tomorrow
that
afternoon.
That is an hour and a half show. Yep, Godfrey Daniels Day.
Yeah, pretty excited about that. And you guys have played at Godfrey's. I had a chance to see you there and also out at Two Rivers. So really enjoy some young and, you guys are bringing youth to like bluegrass in a way that's really cool since it's such an old tradition that goes back, you know, way back. And you guys actually started out, a couple of you guys started out kind of electric playing in basements and then decided to switch and do some acoustic work.
Right. Michael and I have been playing together for many years and we played a lot of different styles of music. We just played together growing up. And throughout high school, started listening to a lot more bluegrass and we'd always been into acoustic music. And we reached a certain point where we just wanted to buckle down and really learn how to play this stuff. And around that same time, we picked up Steve on the banjo and Shane on the bass, and Steve is obviously a banjo whiz over there, and Shane's been going to Bluegrass Festival since he was a baby, so he's grown up in the music and really took off in that direction from there.
So the material you're performing when you're out and about is a combination of traditional tunes and things that you've written over the years, right?
It is. We have a lot of original stuff. We try to keep a pretty even balance of the traditional stuff versus our own material.
And have you been playing some festivals recently this year?
We have. We've been at quite a few festivals, and we still have a couple coming up. I'd like to mention the Cornstalk Folk Festival, which is up in Tunkhannock. That's the first weekend in September. We're always looking forward to that one.
And so how far away is that from here, actually? I'm not a native of Pennsylvania.
But probably about an hour and a half, 2 hours maybe, somewhere in there. Okay. Northeast Pennsylvania.
Okay. So and do you also play jam festivals, or is that going to be a jam festival?
That's more acoustic-geared festival, but we have played quite a few jam festivals. Just last weekend, we're at a Bears Picnic out in Central PA, and that's more electric, jam-oriented festival.
And you guys are probably a little less on the jam side, right? Pretty more straight bluegrass?
Yeah, we're probably more on the traditional side. When it comes to bluegrass, you know, we like to say that the progressive fans tend to think we're pretty traditional, and then the traditional fans tend to think we're kind of progressive. So we kind of ride that line.
Well, it's all awesome. And how about if you play us another tune and
sure.
Tell us what you're going to play?
We're going to start this next one off with a banjo tune that was written by our banjo player, Steve Leonard. This one is actually named for a little town up in northeastern Pennsylvania called Hop Bottom. Thank you.
but right now it's hard to be. I'm stuck here in close quarters, and this road goes on for days. Sometimes I feel that I can't go on living this way. When I get caught up in the hard parts of the day, my smile and my charm, they get lost along the way. But I got no reason for complaining when it's ever plain to see. I'm breathing air, my belly's full, nobody's got a hold on me. Valley's just the same. No old road man can't be lonely, it ain't no good for his soul. That's why I need my baby and her love to make me whole. When I get caught up in the hard parts of the day, my smile and my charm, they get lost along the way. But I got no reason for complaining when it's ever plain to see. I'm breathing air, my belly's full, nobody's got a hold on me. Fed and free, fed and free. God made me, I'm fed and free. When it's ever plain to see, I'm breathing air, my belly's full, nobody's got a hold on me. Fed and free, fed and free. God made me, I'm fed and free. Fed and free, fed and free. God made me, I'm fed and free.
Serene Green, live in our studios here at WDIY, and I guess a couple of tunes in there. We heard Fed and Free and Hot Bottom, right?
Yes. That first one, like Q said, was an original tune written by our banjo player Steve there, and the last one I wrote, that's a song called Fed and Free. I wrote that one when we were doing some traveling. We were out in Colorado and had been on the road for about a month with one another, and well, I was getting a little antsy to get home and all that, but I had to remind myself that, you know, as long as my basic needs are met, that everything's going to be all right. So,
where did you go out in Colorado? Did you get out to Telluride?
We did, in fact. We went to Telluride Bluegrass Festival out there. We participated in the band competition. We didn't win, but we participated, and we met a lot of good people and a lot of good pickers out there. I bought this guitar, actually, that I'm playing out at the Telluride Music Company. And then we went up to Rapid Grass Music Festival in Idaho Springs, Colorado. Rapid Grass is more of a progressive style band out from there. And yeah, we had a blast just picking and spending some time with other great musicians.
So, you know, I was out at Telluride last September for the Blues Festival, and I found, you know, some of the bands were kind of taken by surprise when they came in, if they didn't come in maybe a day or more before their performance. And did you guys struggle with that altitude at all?
Well, we were there for, I think, two or three days probably before the performance, and you definitely noticed the effects, but I wouldn't say it really inhibited us too much. We adapted, I suppose, but you definitely noticed the effects at first.
Could you take a moment to introduce yourselves, each one of you, one at a time, and maybe when you mention what you play and if you sing, and perhaps what your favorite tune is that you like to play in this band.
I'm Steve Leonard. I play five-string banjo. I'd say probably the most fun thing we've been playing lately is a tune that our bass player Shane wrote called Militia, or Malicia, however you choose. He can explain that one, but I'm really fortunate to have this band. These guys are great musicians, and they've already made me learn a lot.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
It's great.
Well, I'm Quentin Fisher. You can also call me Q. I play the mandolin in the band. I do a little bit of singing. We all write songs that we contribute to the band, and let's see, what have I been... We've been working up a lot of new stuff lately, so it's hard to pick what my favorite is. I've been enjoying the song She's More to Be Pitied. It's an old Stanley Brothers song that we've been working up the last week or two.
My name is Michael Johnson. I'm from right here in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And, well, I'd say one of my favorite songs that we've been playing lately is one that we're going to play for you next, I think. It's written by one of my favorite songwriters, Larry Sparks. He does an excellent job singing and playing and just composing songs. So, yeah, I'd say that's probably my favorite.
I'm Shane McGee, and I'm from a little town called Summit Hill, right outside of Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania. I play the upright bass, the big big doghouse bass. I gotta lug it around in my little sedan.
Are you playing that through a small amplifier today at all, or is it just...
Yeah, usually it depends on the gig. Sometimes I'll use an amplifier, sometimes I'll go right into the PA. It depends on the room.
You know, what's pretty cool about doing the... when you guys play, it's just I'm taking off the phones and not even listening sometimes too. I mean, it's just great sound. So when you play, you don't really, in general, you don't have, you may, maybe when you rehearse, you might use a small amp for the bass to get, for people to hear. But for the most part, you guys are just acoustic playing, right?
Yeah, when we're rehearsing or when we're just picking together, I usually won't use an amplifier. At like a bigger jam with maybe more than like 7 or 8 people, I'll use an amplifier, but I mean, the bass is, it's pretty loud on its own, and I'm not even letting it at its full potential right now. It's kind of reserved.
So the sound, just so the studio audience is listening, if you've ever watched Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, and you saw that the bearded bluegrass man, which included George Clooney in the movie, I guess that was Union Transfer maybe doing the actual music for that. And, yeah, it was a great performance. But you saw those guys all standing around a singular mic going out on the AM. The only thing that's different here is we're going out on the FM.
So. Right. That is true.
So play us another tune. Boy, I'm really enjoying this. First, I want to ask one last question about your performance tomorrow. Are you playing anything unique tomorrow with this show at Music Fest? You're playing tonight also at Two Rivers in Easton, but... tomorrow afternoon.
Well, we haven't written the set list yet, but we have about an hour and a half, and there's a good amount of new material that we've been working up in the last week or two. So if you come out and see us, you are bound to hear one or two you might not have heard us play before.
Have you performed the recording Old and In the Way? Is that something that you've done as like in its entirety when you
go out? We did a couple years ago at Godfrey Daniels. We performed the Old and In the Way album.
Okay. Yeah, so that's a special treat to be able to do that. Is that something you consider doing that with anybody else's work?
We haven't thought about it. I mean, we've thought about it, but we haven't come to any decisions on another album that we would approach in that way. But it is a fun project to undertake.
Yeah. So tell us what you're going to close out with here.
So we're going to finish you off with a song, as I said, from Larry Sparks. This is one. It's written about a man who goes to the wedding of his former lover and has to see her marry another man, and he also overhears her denying her love, her former love for him, to her friends. So it's a pretty sad song, but we like to play it anyway. It's called A Face in the Crowd.
A face in the crowd. A rosebud from your bridal bouquet. No one seemed to notice. tears in my eyes. A face in the crowd with a pale yellow robe, your gal of white satin, my half worn out clothes. I knew your love one time, but your love now he holds. I'm a face in the crowd with a pale yellow rose.
Great tune and really great work. So thanks for stopping in and playing here on All Reed Street.
Thank you for having us, Carlos. Yeah.
Serene Green playing tonight at Two Rivers in Easton from 8:30 to 11:30, and tomorrow at Liederplatz at Music Fest. That's Behind the Sun Inn, and that performance is from 1:30 to 3. It's all part of Godfrey Daniels Day tomorrow. Serene Green, live here in our studios at WDIY.